This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King.
It's Friday, and that means it's time for Silicon Tally. We have a very special guest this week, David Gura. David is our senior Washington reporter. He also fills in as a Marketplace host. And today is his last day with us. He's moving over to Bloomberg TV. David, we are really going to miss you, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you very much, Noelle.
And now, are you ready to play the game where
we
try to stump each other with numbers from the week's news in tech?
I am, absolutely.
Who goes first?
You go ahead.
I'll go first?
Go
okay.
For it.
My first number for you is 900 families.
900 families are now officially worth more than $1 billion each.
So it's a good guess. It is entirely wrong.
All right, very good.
You know I'm normally a wealth and poverty
yes.
reporter, right? So this is a little bit on my beat. Last year, Detroit shut off water to a bunch of people. It was about 33,000 people who couldn't pay their bills. So some concerned citizens got together and they started this Kickstarter. And it raised $170,000 so far. And that's helped 900 families in Detroit pay their water bills.
I could not have been more off.
Right,
in a sobering way. All right, very good. I've got a number.
Okay, hit me.
$1.87 billion. And we're talking about dollars here.
Not what they're paying at Bloomberg.
No.
What
that,
do you
that is the amount of money that streaming music services made in 2014.
No
so this
kidding.
Is Pandora. This is Spotify. And what's cool about it is it's the first time that that number has surpassed CD sales.
How much would they have made if Taylor Swift was on board?
Maybe trillion. I don't know.
Wow. In the trillions.
Yes,
in the trillions.
Absolutely.
I got one for you. 2017 is the number, and we're talking about the year here.
Can you give me a hint?
It's an uplifting story.
Okay. I'm going to think.
But it, like literally, think
okay,
uplifting.
I think it probably has to do with balloons.
You are remarkably close.
Oh!
2017 is the year that Aero Mobile, which is a Slovakian company, says that it's going to introduce a consumer-ready flying car.
Flying cars are coming. All right, a last number for you.
Okay.
3,800 government websites.
You know what? I'm just going to throw a word out there. Meerkat.
It is not about Meerkat. What is not about Meerkat? Anyway, the U.S. has this new tool, a new analytics dashboard, where you can see how many people are going to what government websites. And at the top of all of the U.S. government websites right now, what do you think it would be?
I think it would be, I have so many, DOJ.gov?
No, it is the IRS website where you can find out where your refund
of
is.
Of course it is.
That's at the top. Then there's Social Security, National Weather Service, and then what I thought was kind of interesting, the astronomy picture of the day from NASA, and a petition on the We the People petition website to impeach the government of Puerto Rico. And I will plead ignorance. I have no idea why that is such a big deal. But
as a Washington reporter, is this kind of like your March Madness?
A little bit.
All right, David Gura, Marketplace Washington reporter. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Noelle.
If you want to keep up with David, he's on Twitter @David Gura. We are on Twitter @Marketplace Tech.